With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, yo. Welcome back. This is 76 introducing the live show part 2. I hope you enjoyed live show part 1. I don't have a spoken word for this one. But what I do want to say is if you haven't made it to a live show, then 100% book up, come to the next one. It's really great. You get to meet lots of great people. You get to see a good show and have a good laugh with some good guests. I think probably my favourite thing about the live show is that our Twitter and Instagram followers, our community, the listeners, that's you, all get to meet up and interact and mingle, and I see some really great relationships forming, and it's really lovely to see. So come to the next one. Also, if you haven't, then get over to Patreon and subscribe. Donate £1, £5, £10, whatever, every month, and get some really great quality extra shows. This actually is quite unique because this was a Patreon show, but we wanted to share it with everybody because it's a really, really good one, and I hope you enjoy it. We've got Rich Wilson and Big Papa Jay. Enjoy.
It's a drunken soiree in the Within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it was actually... surprised. We thought might be a bit half empty second half.
Yeah. But you've come back.
Clearly you're all demented and love stories about pooing yourself.
You guys made up now? These two down there? They're not listening.
Okay, so part two, we've got, how long we got, mate? We got
50 minutes roughly.
50 minutes. So let's bring on some chat. So the second half, we've got two guests and I presume you've all listened to their podcasts, so let's bring them up, yeah?
Please welcome to the stage, Rich Wilson.
And Big Papa Jay.
Look at the shirt on Rich, I'll tell you what, that is spectacular.
Hello.
Oh, let's do it. Come in.
Is that turned on? It's turned on, mate. Yeah.
Thank you.
You watched the first half, right? So,
No.
Before we do anything, I should point out that Justin, because I know it's Big Papa Jay, but I will refer to him as Just throughout this. He's one of my best buds, and come some. And but
I've had a little bit to drink. How does this work? Has it got different angles on it? That's it. I got it right.
Yeah.
You look so uncomfortable sitting on the edge of there. Then you need to bring that. There we go.
Oh, here we go.
How many levels of relaxation can you have? If you bring it back here, you're overconfident.
Yeah.
I'm going there. I'm going mid confidence. I'm actually quite drunk, I've got to say, Stu. It's been a good show so far. Oh, sorry, it's your podcast. Sorry, guys.
Can we just have a round of applause for the fucking Mitchell Brothers T-shirt?
I am a little bit sweaty, actually. Oh, no, I've undone the mic. That's nerves. I've undone the mic.
We can hear it, mate.
Sorry. Right, let's get this on. You told me it'd be cool to wear a cowboy hat and a suit jacket, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
You took style from him.
Yeah, He's naked under that jacket, by the way.
So, but before in the break, not only is Just one of my best pals, his wife is one of my best pals. And
it's a weird setup.
It is a weird setup. And she come up to me and kind of gave me the Gary Lineker wink when Gazza was crying. She just leant over and just gave me a small piece of paper and just gave me a wink. And I thought, has she just put good luck or something like that? To Stew, you are a cunt, Antonia.
I love the fact she put her name, just in case you weren't sure who the message was.
There was not
from.
Even an exclamation mark, like, anyone surprised?
Okay, so, just
I feel like I'm at a wedding and you all know each other.
It's weird, isn't it?
But you know what? I'm going to say this now, right, Rich. The thing was, of all the guests that we've had on...
You fancied Rich the most.
Yes.
Definitely. Because yeah. You wouldn't I'd shut up that. About Rich. It was like weeks before you come on, mate. He was like, no, mate, you wait. Rich is fucking brilliant. He's a fucking geezer. You're going to fucking love him. No, I'm like, mate. Jesus Christ, mate. You've never been so excited.
Do you know what, right? I don't mind fucking saying it, right? So the morning after, I went and...
What?
Hold on. Build up to that bit, mate. Don't just go in and we have breakfast.
I was there too, Stu, for fuck's sake.
But, my wife, when, how did it go last night? And I went, because Carol was with us when we saw you do your stand up. And I went, I said, oh, do you know what? Like, it was just a connection there, man. I went, like, it was when I said, someone music was you like, you know, listening to Growing Up, and you went, oh, just this, there was just this little band called Airhead, and I was like, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah.
I went,
yeah,
that band changed my fucking life. And it was like, that was it. I just thought, mate, we've got to be best mates.
Yeah, true. It's only me and you have heard of it.
That's it.
You're going to get Justin jealous over here saying stuff like that. We're now best mates, just like that. He's taking the cowboy out.
Yeah, you two are best mates, but we are sexual partners.
Exactly, yeah, mate. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Just, I've known you for fucking forever and a day.
Yeah. It's been a while, mate.
Yeah, we grew up in different areas. You grew up where Chris lives, so you grew up Basildon Way.
Who's Chris?
There's a guy over there with a bit.
And, sorry, mate.
And it was weird because I was like, we got to get Just on because of all the people I know, you've got the most fucking insane stories I've ever fucking
heard.
I mean,
heard. Can anyone hear me? You sure? Because I want to be the loudest person up here. That's all right. I mean, I feel like I've unscrewed it. Yeah. What was you saying?
I was saying...
Yeah, they're right. Fucking... Mike,
stop
it. Yeah,
touching it.
I can't help it.
No. No one touch it.
There we go. So if you're listening, he can't leave his fucking mic stand alone and it's just falling all over the place.
This sounds great.
There was no instructions before I come up here. Yeah, no, what?
He's going to stay there now, so you don't touch it.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, mate. Yeah.
So
what
I was saying,
say?
I was saying we needed to get you round,
yeah,
like, because I think you're going to have some interesting stories. So we decided we would tie you in with... we had Charles from Love Beer on. I don't know if you've listened to this episode. It's one of the most fucking ridiculous episodes we've ever done.
We were smashed within an hour. We were off our faces.
Because when Charles comes to the Whiffin through the podcast, he generally brings some barrels of beer and connects them to, you know, the bar in the garden and brings loads of different beers. So he's generally been on his travels and he's gone to some area and he's like, well, I'm going to bring a bucket load of beers.
He's passionate,
and it didn't go well for you, did it? Because
he didn't like me.
No.
I love that. I love the fact the first question you asked, first time you've been on a podcast, you asked a question, and Charles just tore
what
into
was
you.
Genius was is I've never seen you do anything constructive.
You told me to write some stuff down.
Right. You wrote one thing down on a bit of paper, yeah, which was what sort of glass should you have when you have a craft beer? And that's a pretty decent question, yeah, right? And you showed interest in what he'd done, and he went, don't believe in anything like that, just drink your beer. And just shot you down, didn't he?
I loved it. And I can't remember what your second question was, but Charles dug you out straight away on that.
Yeah,
as well.
He's...
You then decided to rename the beers yourself, which upset him. He was like, this is called Vickers fucking Nipple or something. And you went, let's call this one Loose Slag. Didn't like that either, did he?
He's quite passionate about his beer.
Yeah.
And so am I.
Yeah.
but names are irrelevant.
Yeah, but you weren't passionate about Charles, because Charles really gives a shit about beer. And
so
you, but you didn't appreciate his beer as I think he wanted it to be appreciated.
No.
Charles would give you a beer, you would add it to the remnants of your last one. So by the end of the first hour, you just had a massive dirty pint.
Making a cocktail.
Beer is about how pissed you can get within a certain period, isn't it? I thought that's what lager was about. I didn't realise it was about appreciating it.
The thing was, though, I mean?
He was
all
saying,
drinking.
Oh, this lager's great with a fucking ploughman's lunch. I'm like, I don't give a shit. How strong is it?
We were all drinking from that, though, weren't we? Like, we'd, like, go straight back to the slot jar.
He's a nice guy.
He's lovely.
Yeah, he didn't want to come back on with you, though. I mean,
do you know what? You're a unique brand. And,
mate, I've heard that said before. They spell it different.
Tactful.
And so it was like, right, we've got to get him on. And when we put a thing out online, it was like, right, look, we've been going a year, like, we're going to bring a guest back. Like, who would you like to bring back? We've had fucking Hollywood fucking stars on, like Ed Skrein and things like that. Bring back Big Papa J, please. And I just thought, fuck's sake.
Top five dogs' helmets. You squeeze that in any conversation, you're gonna get asked to come back and do another podcast, surely.
Absolutely.
Is there a top five?
Yeah, you've got to listen to it, mate.
We have recorded another one with you, mate, but we've got to edit it.
We're just too scared
to release it.
It's
just gonna take
that was the one where we spoke top five bass lines, and you tried to convince everybody that the bass line to There's Nothing Like This by Omar, which is doom. You then said he was one of the only people you knew in the world that actually makes love, and said that he played that bass line by stretching his helmet out and playing it on his stem.
He can play it on his banjo string as well. He's so, he's
now
unreal.
You hear it, I'll go, yeah. Nice one.
Yeah, he's a love maker.
And so, Rich, you was quite unique in regards to the first podcast we've done where Chris fucks it all up in impressive style.
No, I've fucked up loads of podcasts.
This one you just mustered and ruined Rich's. So, Rich, do you want to explain what Chris done?
Well, you got your top five, and I went top five movie bad guys, but not like obvious ones like Darth Vader. I went a little bit more subtle. And as we were going through, we got to number three. And then, that was my number three. And I was like, oh, what was yours, Stu? Oh, yours was blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, what was yours, Chris? And then Chris went, well, mine was, and it was my number one.
which I knew that it was his number one.
Watch me stand on your bollocks, mate.
It's all about
coming
Chris.
Coming here, fucking giving it a large. You got your top three, now fuck off.
What was it out of interest?
Well, it was Kathy Bates in Misery.
Yeah, when she breaks the guy's ankles.
Yeah, that was my number one, and that was it.
You can get a wank out of that if you try hard enough.
You give it a bash.
All right, so I'll tell you what.
No, it's not. No. All right.
Sorry, they'll say
they're
that.
They're not all winners.
Sorry.
They're not winners. That's why we edit things.
So we'll start with you, Rich. So you got quite excited when I said to you, look, we've got to talk about mates that have done dumb shit, and you was like, oh, I like that.
I'm just surrounded by idiots.
Yeah. Hello.
This is why I think, this is why
my
it's
name's
nice
Justin.
Getting into your, being, like, when we met, like, you guys, and then, like, coming into your universe, it was just like, I just felt like I'd always been there, because, like I said to you before, like, when you said, like, do you want to come to the podcast, I binged it, and I was listening to all the way, and I'm like, oh, fucking amazing. So when I met you, I thought I knew you. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, boys, oh, hey. You're like, all right, mate.
Sure. A bit over-familiar.
Yeah, I'll take it
not
down
for you,
take
was
it down
it? You loved it.
Hey, but do you know what was quite sweet?
He was already in love with him. He walked through the door.
The thing that made me smile was, like, I went, yeah, Rich, like, if it gets hot in here, I said, yeah, I know, the switch is behind me, that's where you turn the air off. I'm listening to your podcast, mate.
Oh, mate, I knew about the switch when the seat gets hot. I knew about the crisps. Brilliant. I even knew about your kids. That was weird. But it was good. So when you said about what things that mates have done, there isn't one specific story. I've got a couple of mates, they're called Andy and Gav, and they're brothers, and they're in a band called Maker. They're like the Black Crows, a fucking good band, right?
And are they black?
They're not, mate, no. Keep it light, fucking hell. So anyway,
just trying to check out if he's descriptive or not.
It's going to be a long fucking podcast, isn't it?
Sorry, I hadn't said anything for 10 minutes. No, 10 seconds. Sorry.
I said to you before.
Sorry, I know.
I said it's a bit of give and take.
Yeah, I apologise.
Get off me knob. So, right. No, it's all right, I remember.
So, I know.
Anyway, yeah, they're called Andy and Gavin, and they're these two brothers, and they do shit to each other all the time. Like, they've got, like, there's holes in their walls where one of them will do something to the other one, and then the other one will come running in with a load of snooker balls and just fucking pelt him in bed. Like, because you fucking, and they'd fuck each other up. So, over the years, I've known about 15 years, and there was one particular story where, am I telling it now? Fuck it, yeah, why not? So, you're right, mate. Anyone else want a beer?
Sorry, mate.
So, like, there was one, like, what? There was one night we'd been out and we were all on the piss, and Andy had tipped. He, you know, like, everyone's got like a copper jar. Everyone's got like the pound, the 1p pieces. Tipped it all in his brother Gav's bed, right? And then his brother didn't know. Just crashed out in bed, pissed out of his head, just crashed out. And then while he was in bed, we put brown sauce in his underpants as well. Like, proper, like, whole bottle as well. It was in there. Yeah, yeah, we even patted it after we'd finished. And I'm like, yeah, that'll do. But then, because we were all pissed and off our heads, we went to bed and forgot all about it. And we got woken up the next day. We just heard this, like, all these coins dropping to the floor. Where he'd obviously jumped out of bed, covered in coins. It all fallen off. And then he's running around. We were in bed, fucking dying. I was biting the dude. Like, not to do that, but I was like... I wouldn't say no. Fucking hell, I don't know. It's, you know, as long as it's, you know, it's loving. And... So he was running around, and we were in bed, fucking dying, right? And then later on he comes in, and we're like, "You're right, Gav." He's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. You sure? Yeah, I'm fine. We just seen a bit of commotion this morning. No. He goes, "I shit my pants this morning." And we still haven't told him to this day the way he was. Brown sauce, you can't. So yeah, there's loads of stuff, shit stuff like that.
Go on, bring them on.
We literally got to change this now to top five poo stories.
I was going to say, yeah, because I was talking to Gary and Alex there. And a round of applause to everyone that was on first, by the way. Round of applause. Yeah, Matt as well. Fucking brilliant, man. Because he did. We were talking down there going, I haven't got any poo stories. Not real poo.
Yeah.
It's always a simulated poo. Like, you think... You what? That's the one, mate. Cheers for chipping in. Anyway, so...
That's it. Or daddy's
sauce. You know, you don't want that in your pants.
I've had enough of daddy's sauce.
Yeah, let's keep it light. It's fucking Saturday afternoon.
So Matt and I, for fuck's sake. Yeah, no.
You're not about daddy's sauce in your underwear. All right, mate. Fucking hell, bruv.
He's in prison now. I mean, I'll call you daddy from time.
All right, yeah, you can call me daddy if you want. I knew this was going to be fun. When we first met, like, we only met today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Stu just went, oh, my mate, can we on with him? He's got some stories. And when someone normally says that, go, oh, he's a fucking card. And you really go, fuck it, he's going to be a prick, right? But he wasn't. Absolutely brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that. Yeah.
Should we start our own podcast?
Let's
start our own podcast.
Who wants to see my poo?
We don't need these
guys.
Yeah,
fuck these pricks off.
Yeah, we don't need them. We don't fucking need them.
So,
go on.
Can I tell?
Yeah, go for it.
Whose turn is it now?
Oh, no, sorry, I thought it was his turn. Sorry, I'm joking.
Whose turn is it now?
I'm gonna ask Just.
No, what is it? Papa, what do you call him?
Big Papa J.
I mean, why is it? We have to talk about shitting ourselves? Because we don't.
No, not at all.
Have you?
Now.
Ever. Well, now. Do you know what I have done? I have split my jeans. When I sat down, I split the crotch of my jeans.
Wait, today?
Yeah, as I sat down here, I was like, trying to be all cool. I went like, all right.
It covered out of a beer mat earlier.
Yeah. I'm going, oh, so anyway, yeah, tell me about your poo stories. All the while, my knobs hanging out. So is anyone in from Nudie Jeans? If you are, sort me out. I'll fucking... Anyway, go on, sorry, Jess.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say anything.
So, Jess, we've spoke like...
This is carnage, isn't it? This is bollocks now.
This is dog shit, Stu. You told me this is going to be a professional setup. Right, what do you want me to say, and I'll say it.
Right, now I want to talk about liars, right? Because we've got a lot of liars in our circle of friends.
They're not here now, are they?
We're calling them out. That's what this here podcast we go. Is about.
It's been an elaborate
I mean,
ruse.
You said to me, I mean, I've got a couple of mental notes.
Yep.
So about some people who tell lies.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, some other people who say stupid things. So
it was really weird, right? Because the story started with years ago when I was doing the stuff with Jay from the In-Betweeners, driving him up and down. He was driving up to Sheffield.
You know Jay from the In-Betweeners, mate.
Fucking hell.
For fuck's sake.
Clang. think you dropped something, mate.
So we was driving up to Sheffield and the writers of the show phoned up and said, James, your character's a compulsive liar. Have you got any lies? Can you have a think of some lies? And so I went, when he hung up, I went, I'm going to ring up Just. And I went, because he's got a mate. I don't even know if you want to name him.
I don't care.
Right.
He's probably lied about his name, so it's irrelevant. yeah, I mean, if I can take over, that'd be great. Yeah, so we're talking about liars, right? So I've got a fella called a mate called Jamie, who's he hasn't lied of when I say hasn't lied of reason. I mean, he was meant to come out on a boys' weekend, and he said he was away with the family at Alton Towers. And we found out it was actually still closed for the winter. I mean, this is the kind of level of bullshit we're talking about. But let me.
But they used one in the in-betweeners, didn't they?
Yep, they used the same thing. He told him. The one they used in the in-betweeners was, we was all... if you sit down as a bunch of blokes, you're talking about fighting and tits, right? That's kind of what we talk about. Is that right?
No. But go on.
And poetry, right?
Yeah.
So we're all sitting down, talking about this and all that. And he went,
reading.
And he went to me... We're all talking about this geezer's hard. Geez, not this geezer. And he went, my uncle's the hardest bloke I've ever met. And I went, all right, yeah. And he went, we went to Windsor Safari Park. Okay, pretty 80s. And so he said, we was walking around. He said, my uncle's holding my hand. And he went to me, don't turn around, mate. I went, all right. He went, I'm not him. He's telling me, right? I went, yeah, right, yeah. He went, don't turn around. He went, you know, what's the first thing you do? You turn around, didn't you, Just? You turn around. So he turned around, he said, there's a fucking moose just breathing down my neck here. He said, I was shitting myself, right? So we walked around, left, right, tried to, obviously this is absolute bullshit because this is Windsor Safari Park where you're inside your car anyway, right? So I don't know if there's a moose has escaped. I'm sure they should have put that up. He went anyway, he took a deep breath.
Moose in a safari park?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I Googled it afterwards, they weigh a ton.
Right.
So, so anyway, this thing's moving around. He went, anyway, he took a deep breath, braced himself, determined, fucking knocked it out. And I just went, yeah, he is hard. You're right, mate. He is pretty hard.
The thing is, when you got mates that lie like that, you never go, fuck off.
No,
because if they're that good, you just want more, don't you?
Well, he started, he was one of those guys, got into the gym, he was, he was doing a lot of weights, and all he went on about is protein shakes and all that. And he didn't come out with us for a weekend, was meant to be all out on the Saturday, didn't turn up. When I phoned him the next day, I went, Just, mate, he said, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. I went, probably not, but carry on. And he went, fucking got in the bath, you know, I've been doing the weights. Fucking limp back, got stuck in a bath, didn't I? His shoulders got stuck in a bath where I've been doing so many shoulder weights. And also, his mum, out of interest, she had to go to hospital because she went to watch the Chippendales, and shows how long ago it was. And someone threw a pair of pants at her, and she caught pubic lice in her eyebrow, which laid her. Which laid eggs in her eyebrows and had to have it operated on. But he's an unreal bullshit.
I mean, he's a stone cold killer as well because he murdered that elderly woman, didn't he?
What? Yes. No, he was in the scene. It was a big scene back in the 90s. You've seen Fuck
what,
Too
killing
Fast.
Old ladies? There's a big scene.
He's from Kent, he won't get it.
Yeah.
All right, good. It's check out killingoldladies.com. And it wasn't him, it was actually his mate. And his mate, they, you know, like kind of like you get all the kind of people have all the blue lights under their kind of what they call them?
Cars.
Yes, it. And he went there. They used to get all to get together with bass, like bass, and they used to kick the whole back of their cars out with like subwoofers and all that. Well, apparently, like. His mate's bass was so powerful it used to knock things off the shelf and it killed an old woman down south in Seaford.
I love shit like that.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's brilliant. Didn't it make the world a better place?
So we then elaborated on our mutual love of mates that tell extravagant lies. Mm-hmm. And I had a fellow that went to school called Matt Marshall, and his lies were. And again, the minute he tells you one, you're like, mate, that's incredible. Like, what else has he done? And he used to talk about his dad a lot. Matt Marshall's dad, in the sort of mid to late 80s, there was a lot of sort of dads that went out to Saudi Arabia to work. Because there was, I don't know what was going on out there, but lots of people went out there to work. Matt Marshall's dad went out there to work. I knew nothing about that country. Matt's dad told him some stories about what he got up to out there. Matt's dad was coming back from the pub. I don't think you can drink out there, but he was coming back from the pub. was so pissed, he rode a stag beetle home from the pub.
mate. I've stag done beetles that on acid.
Ridiculously big. What else did he do? So Matt also bought into, you know, not just his dad, but he was quite accomplished. He was the UK scrumping champion. So scrumping, to anyone that don't know, is where you just go into a neighbour's house and nick the apples off the tree. He was the UK champion. Not even a fucking thing. His dad could throw a stone a mile. Pretty impressive.
Oh, mate.
Which brings me on to Gapper Lee. Now, Gapper Lee was from Tilbury. And Gapper Lee lived in Tilby Flats. And this it's a place where I was born there. And
shall
this,
we go?
just dim all the lights onto Stuart.
Yeah. Sorry,
can we do that? Gapper Lee in Tilby Flats, he had two unique lies. One was... once he just had a row of his missus and just was, fuck this, he lived about on the 14th floor, grabbed the tea towel and just parachuted straight out the window.
Oh, mate. Oh, well.
Gapper Lee's greatest ever fucking lie, he could fit in a teapot.
I'm sorry, that requires a round of applause for a liar.
Fucking right, mate. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I had a mate whose older brother, because I was the oldest one in my family, but my mate had an older brother, and he'd always tell you bullshit, like he was giving you this amazing knowledge, right? And it was always, later on, you go, that's fucking mental. It was like he'd go around, like he was the first one, he's like, oh, I've just been with this girl. Go, oh, yeah, what was it like? Because I know you're like, what was it like? He goes, oh, she tasted like vinegar. Yeah, what? That doesn't make any sense. And then later on, he goes, oh, I've got a mate of mine. My mate's gay. Go, how do you know he's gay? He goes, he's got both sets of genitalia. And I had that shit rattling around in my head for years. So when I first met someone, they went, oh, hello. And we got chatting, and I'm like, oh, I'm gay. I'm like, I want to see. Oh, man, that's amazing. Which way round would it be? Like, so, no. Yeah, so that's the shit I had to grow up with.
Brilliant.
Yeah, mental.
You'd never leave the house, would you?
Of course you wouldn't.
There's no point, you know what I mean?
Just putting one inside the other.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry.
You coming out? No, I'm busy.
I'm quiet. No,
very busy.
This same guy, actually, Jamie, he was talking about animals or something like that, man. I can't remember. And he actually turned around to me and went, yeah, he said, we came downstairs once, so we had this budgie cage, and he went, and there was just a pile of ash in there. And we went, all right. And he went, yeah, so we went, well, the thing is, it's so fucking weird. He said, we were standing, he said, it was just a pile of ash in his budgie cage. He went, all right. We couldn't work out what happened. No budgies, a family budgie, whatever. I know you're going to get attached to these...
Birds.
You got a real thing going on, you so, chemistry.
That's what they call them. And so anyway, like he went, yeah. He said, oh, we found out what happened. I went, what's happened? He went, well, a couple of weeks beforehand, he said, the budgie broke its leg. And he said, my dad had only fucking, like, done a splint with one of those pink matches. Just struck it on the sandpaper on the bottom of the cage. Set fire to it. That was it. It had just gone. Dangerous game.
Oh, man. Mate, you got to start doing comedy. You got some cracking stories. If you don't, I'm having that story.
I genuinely think, Just, we spent a weekend with each other, just me and you, the other week. Your stories, mate, it could be a movie. Plus, you and Antonia, your wonderful wife.
Thank you. We've lined up a threesome earlier.
Long suffering.
Yeah. Me, Richie, and Vince. Oh. I think that's what we called him. We've only just met earlier, but he sounds like a decent guy. Sorry,
Just. Will you retell the story that I heard the other day when you got locked out of your own house by Antonia?
No, I ain't telling that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
No, do it. No. All right. No.
That was
now,
easy
listen,
enough.
Because I practiced a couple of stories. He said you got three options. One about you shitting yourself. two liars and three people who took. Like,
yeah, so, right, so we're going to come, Sean.
You, well, yeah, later on. I mean, how long we got?
We got as long as you want, mate.
All right, cool.
Hours. Lock all the doors.
No, I'll go Sean later.
You're going nowhere. Here he is.
Back in the game. He's out of trouble now.
I was like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's there. There he is. No more Charlie for you, mate. But not, you can pass it over here.
So, anyway, carry on.
No, I'm not. No. So,
come on, let's have this story.
So, let's discuss some of the final moments of one of our dear mates and some of the things that he's done that defy knowledge.
Well, Sean is an interesting character. I mean, he's not a very good friend of mine, sort of my closest mate for years and years. not my best mate.
You just cheated on him with Rich anyway.
It's like Jeremy Carver, best mates, isn't it? Yeah, you're my best mate, but I love this.
But I mean, he's a real lovely guy. I mean, he really is, and he's actually not as stupid as you might think. This is being recorded, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, it's now evidence.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've been reciting this over in my head, of course, right? And, like, Stu went, do something funny or whatever. I was like, whatever. And to give you an idea of this guy's level of intelligence, So we'd done this, he'd set us up for this quiz night. So the week before, we'd gone to a village fete, and I went, oh, fuck me, there's giant Jenga over there, Sean. And he went, what's Jenga? And I thought, well, that's ridiculous for straight away, right? Who doesn't know what a Jenga is? So I went, well, it's, you know, you take the blocks from the bottom, you put them up here and all this. And he went, no, I don't get it. I went, right, let's go and have a chat with the guy. So we went over there, it's like 2 quid. And the bloke said, look, listen, this is Jenga, mate. He said, you take a block, you put it here, and he's not getting it, right? At the end of it, I'd sort of zoned out for 5 minutes. And there's kind of almost arguing about it. And Sean went, I don't get it. He went, listen, for fuck's sake. He went, you take a block from the bottom... And you put it at the top. And he went, right, I'll get it, right, mate. So you take a top block from the bottom, you put it at the top. He went, yeah. He went, how does the game ever end? And I just thought...
He's got a point.
But it was that day, because we was all there that day, and it was that day that he decided to do the archery, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck me, yeah. Forgot about that. Well, we...
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. We'd just gone there and he went like, I'm having a go on this. And he likes to have a go at someone who's sort of in authority to a certain extent or someone who's behind a counter or whatever. And he's like fucking... He went, right, okay, the bloke went, what you got to do, mate? You got to shoot something. You know, some archery, of course. He went, right, go, here's 3 quid. And he went, right, no worries, mate. Have a go. Just stood up, he went...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He took 3 shots like that, standing up. He's about my height, about 6'1". And he stood up there, he's doing a 3-point, missed all 3 shots. And the bloke went like to him, what are you doing? He went, that's bollocks, mate. He went, you can't even score. He went, I'm so short. How the hell am I supposed to reach that? He went, that's just, you're just calling people that money. The bloke just went, okay, man, no worries. Just gave him the bow and arrow. He was just using it off the hook that was just screwed in the ceiling. He was just shooting it like that above his head. But we, yeah, that's. I mean, I've got three more lined up.
When go for it. Reel them off.
Right, okay, no worries, cool. So, yeah, we've done this quiz night, and I love this guy, of course, yeah, right? So we've done this quiz night, and he was like, come on, this quiz night's for charity or whatever. And I was like, yeah, well, you're great. So we was doing shit, and he went, when the Science of Nature comes around, Just, we're going to smash it. And we're like, right, I'm in. Let's do this, right? Come around to Science of Nature. He went, right. I went, let's do it. I said, this is our best round. Let's do our joker, which is double points. He went, nah, never use your joker on the best round, mate. I went, what? Went, always use it in your lower range and make up the deficit. I went, no, you use the joker for double points on your highest round. You got that? No, use it on your lowest round. I went, right, okay, whatever, I don't care. So anyway, he came around to Science of Nature, and very first question, he said, they said, how many legs has a lobster got? Which, to which he wrote down 7, right? And I was thinking, no animal in the world has odd legs. That can't happen. That can't happen, surely. But we'd gone through this bullshit. Anyway, I'll speed it up. So we went through this bullshit, and then right at the end of it, which is one of my favourite things ever, it's a slow burner. So he's turned around and gone, the question master went, right, okay. He went, if what would win out of a race, out of a greyhound and a cheetah round a racetrack? What would win out of a greyhound and a cheetah around a racetrack? And he's kind of sniggered to himself, and it was up. And he went like, it's a trick question, isn't it? Is it? He went, yeah, of course. He went, how the fuck's a monkey going to beat a fucking greyhound around a track? Well, not Tarzan's pet, you can. I can't handle that. But, yeah, he's not the brightest of chaps, but, yeah.
You know, I'm writing it all these down mentally. I'm having these.
It's gospel. I was just like, yeah, whatever, mate, yeah.
See, my mates are idiots, but they're not fucking idiots.
I mean, nice.
Come, drop another one in,
I'm
Rich.
Trying to think. They're all the same. It's all. Oh, there was. Oh, okay, yeah, there was one. Now, you know, right? It's the same two lads, Andy and Gav. And I'd been out of my. I was married for a bit, and my wife and I was sat in. I'm not building this up. Lost my wife to two brothers. Anyway, right, so I was sat in the. My missus, she was on her computer. She's doing some work, and I walked in from the shower, and I'm just sat on the chair, and I'm just sat there fucking about, and I put my glasses on my penis, and I was going, hey,
as a nose,
Indiana Bones, right, fucking about. Then I took a photo of it on my phone, and I sent it to my mate Andy. Just went, fucking about. Didn't reply to me, didn't say anything back. And now you go, oh, mate, maybe I've overstepped the mark. No, maybe that's too far, right? Silence, nothing. And then in the evening, I got my phone went, and I looked, and there's my mate Andy pointing at a TV screen, and on the TV screen is the photo of my penis that I'd sent him with the glasses on. He's like, hey. And I'm looking at her going, that's funny. I mean, hold on a minute. I text him back and went, that's not your TV. Where the fuck are you?
Weatherspoons.
They're at a party. There's 100 people. He sent me a photo of the thing. Everyone's like, hey. You can't. But then, later on, for Christmas, right, he sent me this package in the post, and it was a photo frame shaped like a TV with that photo in it of him doing that. So you've got to be careful, lads. You never know where that's going to go. It's a good penis.
Oh, genius. Genius.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
How are we doing for time? Do we think... Have you got any others, Just?
Eh?
Have you got any others, mate?
We got 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Was there anyone in the audience who's got a dumb story about a mate they're brave enough to come up and say?
Not you.
Yeah. You're in trouble already.
You're already a story, mate.
Bear in mind...
How did you two meet? Have you been together along? Are you together at all?
No.
No. You're just friends that touch each other when you're pissed. Not your mate.
We've already established you're not allowed to talk, yeah?
Yeah. We're talking to the organ
grinder.
You
used up your vouchers.
Yeah. Slag him off. Come on, we're all involved.
Go on. You've got to have a story about this, knobhead. Go on. Sorry, Mr. Knobhead. Don't be rude.
Does anyone want to come up and say anyone? One? Look at that, mate. Come on in.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, brave.
Round of applause.
Come on. Woo! Rich, I should point out that the last time we'd done this...
Yeah, go on.
The last time we'd done this, that the young lady down there, sitting next to my wife, she come up here and explained that she went on a date with someone and... Yeah. It all went very, very well.
Yeah.
That's the one. It got very intimate and then nothing come of it. And about a month later at a family party, she went, oh, it's that fella over there. And mum went, well, it's your cousin, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Round of applause.
Cousin amazing. Fucker. For our first audience member story was incest.
Mate, that's not bad, is
and
it?
And that's when we knew we had something on this podcast. We were like, well, who are we attracting?
Mate.
What's your name, young man?
I'm Jack.
Hey, Jack. Jack. Hey, you're right. Nice to meet you.
He's handsome, isn't he? Look at him.
Jack.
Hello,
yeah,
everyone.
You've got a Marty Pillow vibe going on.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard
that. My references are tight.
It's usually by middle-aged women, they always say that.
Yeah,
look at my clients. Come back to mine and make me wet.
Do you have ball blades by mother? Yes, girl. Ball back, mate.
That's good, Jack.
Sorry, we're gone. No, mate.
Come on, for fuck's sake.
We're talking
someone's
to
got
Marty
to tell this
now.
Guy.
Marty, how are we getting on?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, where you come from?
I'm from Yorkshire, the North East.
Never guessed.
Nice. Proud Yorkshireman.
Nice. Was it intentional, Jack, coming in here, or was it did you just stroll in and then think, fuck
this
it,
this is the toilets.
Don't worry.
Hello.
There we go.
I like Matt Stocks, so I follow him wherever he goes.
For fuck's sake.
Matt Stocks move.
No, I wouldn't miss an opportunity.
What do you think of me and Richie?
Yeah, you're all right.
Weather.
So, I do my story.
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
I might have a chit chat.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go. Straight to the A.
It sounds like a confession, Jack, immediately.
Oh, that's really weird. Okay. I just heard you say straight to the A. I've never heard that before.
It was straight to the A that was an adult DVD that floated around our office for years. And you thought it'd be funny to send it to your mate, your biggest client, didn't you?
Forgot to put his name on the front,
But you didn't put his name on it, and it went to the company director,
it went to his mum, who opened it up. His mum is the company director.
Oh, well.
Straight to the A, mate.
Straight to the A is obviously what you imagine it is. It's not straightforward sex.
Well, it is, really.
I guess so.
Anyway, so Jack, mate.
Just quick, it's a prank that it's a kind of prank that we played on my mate, and it unfolded in a way that we could never have imagined.
I'm nervous.
We woke up at Download Festival, which is the heavy metal festival. Mm-hmm. We woke up and it was like the first night, like I think it was a Thursday's the first night, so we woke up on the Friday morning, and he'd taken time off work, and we were all at university at the time, and we all had shit jobs for the summer. He was working in a call centre. And he woke up with one eyebrow and he'd pissed himself. So we were like,
standard.
We were like, right, we can capitalise on his lack of memory. He was like, I can't remember anything. I was like, good night last night, you know, remember the heavy metal karaoke, remember the bands? He was like, I can't remember anything.
It's heavy.
And I was like, okay, this could be quite fun. So so he was really kind of house proud of his job, even though it was shite. And he was like, I went, oh, you do remember you phoned your job last night, right? He went, nah. It was like a 24-hour call centre. And I went, yeah, you phoned. Middle of the night. He went, why would I phone my job? I went, and you quit. Can you remember? He went, nah, I can't remember anything. He went, And we obviously had a cohort. We had like all of us were involved in it, in cahoots. And we were like...
nice word, I like that word.
And we were like, oh, mate, you phoned your work and you quit in the middle of the night. Obviously, you hadn't done such a thing. And he was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And he was pacing up and down, covered in piss, one eyebrow. Could it get any worse? And we're like, yeah, man. But I said, we were egging you on, you know, anti-capitalism, you know, punk rock, you know, quit your job, fuck everything. You went, yeah, that does sound like something I'd do. I said, oh, well, so it's good, really. You've got no job and you can get on with your life. He went, I'm going to have to phone them. I went, don't phone them. Please, don't phone them. And he went, I'm going to have to phone them. He goes, I love the job. It's the first full-time job I've had in ages. I need to phone them. So we were just giggling. So he phoned his work and went, hello? No, sorry. Cuddy phoned and he left a message on their answer machine because it was the middle of the night. He went, they wouldn't be open in the middle of the night. I said, yeah, left a message.
24 hour.
Exactly. And then he said, and so he phoned. So he
details.
Phoned them,
it's all about details.
And the woman said, one second.
Fucking hell, man. It's a professional.
You're right. And he said.
I've done this before, haven't you?
And he said, oh, hello, you're all right, mate. It's Andy. Yeah, yeah. They were basically like, who are you? He goes, I've just started on the sales team. And I phone everyone and every day. And I'm really happy with the job. She went, okay, what are you phoning for? He went, I think I left a message on the answer machine last night, and I think I quit. She went, we haven't checked the messages from last night. He went, okay, cool. So if you do, then know that I want the job. I was encouraged to do it. I was really drunk, and I really love the job. I really want it. Please ignore it. And she went, okay, is there anything else we can help you with? He went, no, it's fine. I'll see you on Monday. Hung up. And as soon as he hung up, we went, ah! You never phoned them last night. And he went, fuck's sake. pacing up and down again, pacing up and down. He went, I'm going to have to phone them back. I was like, don't.
Oh, my God.
I was like, just leave it. And he just phoned them back, and he was like, me again.
Oh, hiya!
Oh, she's like, hi. And he's like, I'm at a music festival right now. She's like, okay, cool. What are you phoning for? He went, remember what I said earlier?
Oh, God.
That isn't a thing. She went, yeah, we checked it. There was no messages on the answer machine. Went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is my friend's just having a bit of a laugh? And we said, no. And she said, so do you want the job or do you want the job?
Yes, even he don't know.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God, it's painful.
Please carry on as normal. I'll see you on Monday. Anyway, that's a story.
Hey.
By the way, this guy is pure 90s rock, isn't he? Pure 90s rock.
That is a rotten thing to do to your mate, isn't it?
Minute pricks, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you don't. I really hear stories of women going, yeah, so what I did, right? I glued a vagina shut. It was hilarious. But first, I put a load of fruit up it. You never hear those stories. This is why women are better than men.
Put a load of chilli sauce on her tampon.
No, it doesn't happen. This is why women are in charge.
Yeah. They made you eat chilli sauce on your birthday the other day, didn't they,
yeah,
mate? They
yeah.
popped it in your ice cream.
It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I've been drinking all day. I was just sitting there. I'd organised a quiz for everyone to play. Just finished the quiz, feeling quite pleased with myself, just enjoying my birthday. And Pip had bought a load of Magnums. And,
classic.
And Josh went, anyone want a Magnum? I went, yes, please. Had a Magnum, got down to the bit all the chocolate off, like you do.
No, it's a stem.
I've worked my way around the stem.
is that what you call it?
Yeah.
it's a professional.
And then the last mouthful, I was like, that's unpleasant. And but when you gave it to me, you went, sorry, mate, that one's a bit fucked. I said, like, the stick had come a bit loose, and I was like, stem had come a bit loose.
Stem.
And I was like, oh, okay. And you'd pulled the stem out, filled it up with hot sauce, and then put that back in.
Oh, you dirty can.
It was fucking rank. Like, hot sauce on ice cream is not the one.
No.
That ain't the one, mate.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Women don't do that. Women, like, you just look at us fucking idiots. There's this great saying, my mate Steve Harris, another comic, said, he goes, do you know what? Behind every man, there is a woman rolling her eyes. We're fucking knobheads.
They're too busy having pillow fights and
having
shit.
Having pillow fights. They're covered in jelly.
I know.
That's right, yeah?
No, is that another video? Straight to the jelly.
Me and Pip went away one weekend to watch UFC. Woo, lads. And at home, his girlfriend at the time was staying with one of her friends, and we were kind of like, in our minds, we were thinking, oh, yeah, they're probably having, like, pillow fights.
Definitely
and doing sexy girl things. And while we were thinking these things, we were in a hotel room lighting our own farts. and when Pip called up Kate, he was like, what are you up to? They're like, you know, nothing. what you're up to, we're like doing exactly what you think we're doing, which is marvelling so, at
actually, I take it back. My ex-girlfriend, Alex, who I talked about earlier, Alex, who was in worked at Bizarre magazine, I was going out with a girl, and she was one of the Bizarre babes. Like the public could send in photos of them in like bizarre costumes or in bizarre sexual
bizarre things. Readers' wives, yeah?
Yeah, it was basically what it was, nice, right? Yeah. And that's the only time I saw a woman light her own farts. And it fucking went, man. So honestly, she nearly shot herself out in the garden. She was like, watch, boom! And went. Good times. So, I miss her. Oh. Later.
So I also had a weekend because we all want a UFC tips a Pip because he's a fucking big deal. He gets all the free tickets and he takes us along to different ones whoever's been.
Yeah. Do you know what? You talk about Pip a lot, obviously, because you're really good mates. But when I mentioned him on the podcast, and because I'd only just met you, and I went, ah, oh, yes, Mr. Scroobius Pip, big fan. Like my favourite song of his is called Snob, fucking banger, right? And when I said that to you, so you just went, oh, yeah, we don't really like to mention him because, like, you know, it's a bit of a sore point, really. We feel like we're just, like, a bit cold in his shadow. And I'm like, I felt really bad. I'm like, oh, no, I won't bring that up again. No, it's like...
Well, I've made a mission that we're trying to get better friends with Pip than Stu and Carol are. So me and my missus, we've kind of agreed between the pair of us, we've got a worm in there and make him our best mate.
No, I'm going to wait for Pip to come to me, mate.
Really? Yeah, I waited.
He's earn it, mate. You've got to fucking earn it, mate. I'm
Let me tell you what you earn, right? Yeah. So I went to Glasgow with Pip and...
Fans of Glasgow.
Oh, there we go. We'd gone to watch the fights and we'd gone, you know, Pip's weird, I was like, oh, it's just hammered. And he was like, yeah, I'll have one and a half. And like, and he'd have like a pint and then like a half or a fucking gin and Pepsi Max. And he was like, yeah, like, we'd go back to the room and we'll watch another night of fights that had been on somewhere else. So I was like, oh, okay. And so we'd gone back to the hotel room, two single beds in a room. And we watched
Love the way. You mate, you cleared that out.
Hang on, they were pushed together. Yeah.
That was when
we didn't ask for it.
But it's a different kettle of fish when we went to Dublin. That was we pushed them together when we got
pushed
in there, didn't we?
Pushed them together and popped on under siege, and things got a bit sexy, didn't they?
Is that another pawn?
Stuart jumped out of a giant cake.
But is this fun for anyone else? Are you into
yeah, sorry, forgot you guys
I forgot
were
you
there.
Were there. These two clattering into each other.
So we time's pretty much there, so I'm going to nick the last line, as I generally would, because I'm a...
Big deal.
Thank you very much.
That's the end of it. Thanks, folks.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot.
But
I thought Scroobius was going to be here.
No.
Yeah, this is
nice. It's
right,
him, mate.
So that's all right. It's good. I can slag him off now. So we was laying in our beds, and the fight's finished, and I'd had a skinful. And
what, from Chris?
Yeah.
That's a foreskin for if anyone's interested.
Cock calamari.
The last clawback of the day.
And I went and turned the lights off to go to sleep. And I went, he went, night, mate. I went, yeah, night, Pip. And I just heard him sort of shuffling around.
Oh, yeah.
And then he left it long enough because he's good at being weird. Yeah. And he must have just thought, oh, fucking freak this geezer out now. And it must have been about 20 minutes to the point where I was like falling asleep and he just went, Stu. And I went, what? He went, do you fancy a blowjob? Night, Pip. Night, mate.
Yeah, I bet it was a split second you went, No.
I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, I'll never get it up. I'll take a rain check.
Can I bank that, please?
Yeah. I'm not saying no, just not now, because nothing happened. I'm a bit fucked.
Right.
Sorry.
Shall we leave it on that?
Yeah.
Guys, Rich.
Look, listen.
This has been amazing. Thank you.
Justin. Thank you very much. Rich, thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
Mate, pleasure. You're a legend.
Yeah, and most importantly, thank you all for making this last year so much fun. And we've had such a laugh, and it's great that you want to come and be part of what, you know, part of this. It's brilliant. So we're going to go next door and drink a shitload of lager
and
have a good time. So
woo!
Thank you very, very much.
I look really cool now, thank you very much, by the way.
How good was that? How funny is Justin, aka Big Papa J? Stunning. And obviously, Rich is a funny, funny dude. He's a professional stand-up comedian. So if you get an opportunity, go and see that boy live. He's great. Don't see Justin live. He'll just be sitting at his desk at his normal job and it'd be relatively boring. Hopefully, Chris and Stu will be back on the next intro and outro. I'm not sure what next week is. What I do know is that Brad and I have done a Patreon takeover. So the next 3 weeks of Patreon, it's myself and Brad. Because Chris and Stu are dead. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to find out like this. It was a freak yachting accident. A yacht fell on them in a yacht showroom. They've lost their minds. Literally, their minds have come out of their ears. It was a heavy, heavy, heavy yacht. On that bombshell, I'd like to thank the Distraction Pieces Network, Scroob, Brett, Jim, Susie, Jason, sadly, Chris and Stu, rest in peace,
it's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.